آفرین Dear brothers and sisters, from last time we covered two basic points. Just to summarize them, one I mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that inna min al-nasi, that amongst people there are keys, people whom are keys to goodness, khair, keys to good, khair. And there are people who are keys to evil and bad things. Then Prophet said at the end that blessed is whom who Allah has made a key to good. And the other void to him or her whom has made themselves the key to evil. What it means by key to good and evil is that a person who has key, he can open doors. This means this personal key of goodness, he opens opportunities, creates opportunities for himself to do good, and if anyone comes to visit him and sit with him or accompany him for some time, he opens the door and takes other people with him to the world of goodness. And then Prophet also said that those people who have keys of good, that is not sufficient only, they also should have key, a lock, a padlock for evil, to lock the evil. So all the time, there are two doors. From one, goodness comes, and from the other, evil comes. And where are these doors? These doors are in your heart. In one another hadith, Rasulullah said that the angel inspired goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can identify this is Allah Jalla Mahidu who tells the angel to inspire goodness in the person. So when something comes, goodness, good thought, offering good deed, comes in your conscience, in your mind, it's not coming from nowhere. It's not coming from nowhere, it is coming from Allah Jalla Mahidu, either directly or mostly it is through angels who inspire the person. Good thoughts, to do good, to achieve taqwa, to achieve piety, to abstain from evil. All these thoughts come from the angel. Ultimately, from Allah Jalla Majduhu, through the mediation of the angel. Similarly, the bad thoughts and whispers also have an external source, that is, Shaitan, and an internal source, which is the evil self, the nafs-e-ummara. So these two doors, these are the keys of goodness. The angel, whatever it inspires, that thought becomes the key, really, to any good deed. वो सोच आएगी आपको तो आप वो नेक अमल करेंगे तो एक्चुअल फैक्ट दैट थॉट वाज अ की एंड व्हाट इज अ लव फॉर इवल द लव इज आल्सो द सेम थिंग दैट व्हेन द थॉट शैतान एंड द नफ्स अकर्स एंड अपीयर्स इन द माइंड बाय द सीकिंग प्रोटेक्शन अल्लाह जल्ला मजदूहू. And by using the will power given by Allah Jalla Majduhu, you lock it there. You do not let the evil sneak or creep in the rest of the body. So, Prophet ﷺ gave the example of key and lock, but the application for goodness and how to unlock the key for goodness and how to unlock the goodness. And how people indulge in evil And what are the key to evil? Is that the basic thought? And this, and then a person. So, a person who is possesses the key of goodness, who is that person? And have a padlock for evil. Who is that person? Everyone does not have this key to open the door of goodness. It is that person who with steadfast, with some of you I have explained in the second stage of purification, is the purification of mind. Jo bataya tha na aapko, is that after training again and again, persevering again and again and again, that when the thought of evil comes, he repels it, and when the thought of goodness comes, he entertains it. When his mind becomes trained to do that, after doing it again and again, for months and months, like we train, for example, through the exercise of the key, then that person ultimately possesses the key, which means that spontaneous reaction of his mind is that it repels evil and it entertains goodness. So now he has the key for goodness. After, but he has done some mujahada. He had to do some struggle, you know. And the other person who have not done this, he entertained evil, and when the evil thought comes, he tries to execute it. And when good thought comes, he is lazy, or she is lazy. He does not entertain a good thought. Many other, we will, if the time of prayer comes, like Professor Russell said, that when the time of prayer approaches, offer the prayer in the first instance. If you are not offering with Jamaat, especially for women, or if you have missed the Jamaat, then as soon as the prayer time began, Rasulullah said that do not delay it. Jo apna delay karta rahega, who will be delaying good deed, I will do it tomorrow, I will repent tomorrow, I will die tomorrow, not today. Nothing is a person's choice. When a person will do this for years and years, like me and you, a person will do this for years and years, his mind will become trained to spontaneously react, not to entertain goodness, but to entertain evil thought. To uska jo dimag hai, kalb hai, wo iski training ho jayegi usko, ki wo jab achha khyal aayega to us par amal nahi karega, aur bura khyal aayega to us par amal karega. Jab baar baar karta rahega, same thing happen will happen. When do it again and again for years and months, then his mind will become trained for that. So he will possess a padlock. He has actually created a padlock for himself, which is stopping him from going towards goodness. And a good thought comes, there is a lock in the mind. I will do it tomorrow, finish. Or he is lazy. And when a thought of evil comes, he or she immediately tries to fulfill it. So after doing it again and again, for 100,000 times, in months and months, then that person does not have to even think now. As soon as evil comes, it will take him very further away. From where he notices, his mind will take him very further away from where he cannot come back. So, pichli dafa kuch bataya tha aapko, last time I mentioned different aspects, meaning of the hadith. Now I have actually mentioned to you little bit of detail of the, what is that key and padlock. Samajh aa gayi aapko? To understand this, but this knowledge will not benefit you unless you go through the exercise and the training, spiritual training, which comes after the purification of the sensual self. Otherwise, this knowledge will remain as knowledge. You will not possess the key for good, but you have the key for evil, because a person, when she does not have the key for goodness, then the person will have possessed the key of evil. That is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ يُرِدْ بِاللَّهُ خَيْرٍ To whomever Allah will goodness, you faqih the deen, he gives him understanding of deen. Understanding of deen. He understands, he does not know, he understands deen. Knowing is different and understanding it is different. And Buzurgan Adeen said, one of the pious scholars, that all things of goodness, good deeds, achhe amal, they are locked in a room. They are locked in a room. All good deeds, good amal, and good practices are locked in a room. And the key to them, to open that lock, is taqwa. When you will use that, or when you possess that key of goodness, and you will be able to open the lock of evil which is there. And then all kind of goodness you will face, and you will experience, and you will also act upon them. Otherwise, unless you possess that key, no matter you, how much you know about good deed, you cannot get the treasure of good deed because you don't have the key. And taqwa, what is taqwa? Taqwa is when your mind and your body become, by doing goodness again and again and again, its nature of your body and mind becomes goodness. Phir aapko taqwa hasil ho jata hai. When naturally person becomes good, and he felt evil with his physical self and with his spiritual self and his mind. Usko after training a person acquires a faculty which is called taqwa. And after persevering and doing evil deeds again and again, a person also acquires a quality, a bad trait, which is غفلت, heedlessness. Taqwa is consciousness of God, Allah Jalla Majdun, and your body. It becomes your nature in us. And its opposite is heedlessness, غفلت, in the mind, and with the body a person is heedless. With the mind he does not remember Allah, and with his heart, and his body is very lazy when there is something to do, good to do, some good deed to perform, is lazy. He does not want to do it. So a person who is victim of this kind of disease, it seems that he should work and learn about taqwa from someone, and then once he has to struggle and do mujahidah, but he will attain that quality, and then it will be easy for him. He will not even have to think. Like I gave you the example, people who learn driving lesson, they firstly, the instructor tells them, this is the clutch, this is the brake, this is the accelerator, this is first gear, and you have to look through this mirror, etc. Person sits first time, and he has to think every time, now I have to, you can say, press the clutch. Then now it's the first gear, second, he has to think again. But after he or she does it few times, few lessons a person takes, 15, 16 lessons, then now when a person becomes trained driver, he does not or she does not have to think about the gears and the clutch and everything. The struggle which a person has done, he or she has done before in the beginning. Now he has not, he has no whatsoever difficulty, he can talk to him, whomever he wants while driving, and he will not have to think that this is the first gear or third gear, or I have to press clutch or I have to press brake. People who do not know driving, they won't understand. So I will give you an example of walking. When a baby is walk, learn to walk, they have to think, so we have to put the left foot and then the right foot. Left foot and the other by the pole, and they have to think about the balance as well. So after Now, while when they are saying, like now, for example, you don't, when you are walking outside, you don't say left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, the mind. Do you? With that difficulty which had you had to suffer or struggle, that time has passed. So now piety, walking becomes easy, driving becomes easy. So that is why I say, which people don't understand, listen very carefully, you only have to do mujahida once. Once you achieve taqwa, like driving and walking, nothing will be difficult for you. But a person who is so lazy, he doesn't want to sit with the instructor, and he doesn't want to know where the brake and clutch is. All his life he has to walk, and on buses he has to go here and there. He will not achieve anything. No matter how much knowledge he has, he knows about driving, but until he practices it under an instructor, and then learns it, and then is licensed. License means when any wali says that we are Islam, we are minimum, you are minimum purification you have reached, now you should be steadfast and perform these deeds to maintain those who are licensed. Or from any pious person. So those people who are lazy to learn driving, all their life they have to suffer. They have to go to doctor, they have to go, they have to go to Manchester, they have to go or wait for bus, and they are getting wet here and there and going through difficulty. But people who spend little bit of money and do struggle maybe to some extent to learn driving, and they have their license, and then they, all their life, they enjoy themselves and also take other people with them as well. So similarly, a person who becomes muttaqi, he can also drive other people with him in his car of his soul. But without license, anyone who will try to drive, that person will create more mess and more suffering than even people who are walking. It means that a person who have not been purified, who have not taken license from someone, who have not learned from someone, he himself have read a book maybe of driving and theory, and thinks that now he just buys a car and sits in the car and says, I know where the accelerator is, I know where the gears are, etc. And then he goes. Maybe he thinks it's just a matter, a simple matter of this. But in experience, in practical life, it's completely different, isn't it? Similar is another example of swimming. Theory is different, knowing it is different, but just knowing without learning from someone, without experiencing in water, so then first time, no matter you have done PhD on research on swimming, any part of swimming, but when you will jump in a sea or pond, you will know that how much your knowledge will save you. While on the other person, on the other hand, who have not gone to school one day, but with someone he has learned in the boat, he will be swimming. So this is the case, those people who have even learned mountains of knowledge, scholars, but they have not purified themselves through the Awliya Allah or themselves by from their teachers. No matter how much knowledge, when in practical life you will see them, that's why you see them indulging in sin. In a practical life, they fail. On the member, on the culprit, or on speech, they can do whatever they want, and they can know all the besides. But where is the field, where is the water, is your practical life. They are living with their wife, how they live with their wife, how they live, deal with their neighbor, how are their financial matters, how they are going about other life, are they performing good deeds or not. They fail even though being scholars in knowledge. So knowledge does not say it is necessary to be purified and tazkiyah. So ye bahut aham zaruri. So now I have mentioned some additional thing in the commentary of that hadith. So so we will read some short hadith, because I have taken your time already. The other hadith which I mentioned to you was not to hate a Muslim, just to summarize, because of sin. I mentioned some hadith to you. If you forgot it, you can listen in the last cassette. You can now, one is Muslim is not allowed to hate a Muslim because other person is sinful, because he is believer. رَبَّنَا نَوْفِلَّنَا وَرِحْوَانِ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. کافر کے ساتھ جو ہے you can have animosity and hatred because of disbelieving in Allah سبحانه وتعالى until he believes. But مسلمان کے ساتھ نہیں. وہ حدیث یہ when Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, do not curse this person although he has drank alcohol because he loves Allah and his messenger. کیونکہ اس میں ایمان ہے. تو یہ حدیث پڑی پڑی. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ reports that once he said, no by my father, so he swear by the name of his father, swore by the name of his father. He said, by my father, like when people say, by my God, by Allah ki qasam hai. So swearing by the name of his father. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop, whoever swears by something other than Allah is guilty of shirk. تو کوئی بھی اللہ کے نام کے علاوہ کسی کی قسم کھائے تو وہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا یہ شرک ہے. اینڈ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم امیڈیٹلی سٹاپ حضرت عمر بیکاز دے ور سرٹن ریلیشن شپ ود حضرت عمر. سو ہی کڈ دس از دا ڈائریکٹ اپروچ. دس مینس وتھ سم پیپل یو کین آلسو ہیو ڈائریکٹ اپروچ. مے بی ہیو ا ریلیشن شپ ود فادر اینڈ سن, وائف اور ہسبینڈ, اسٹوڈنٹ اینڈ ٹیچر. تو سم پیپل, سم فرینڈ, some people, according to circumstances, you can have a direct approach as well. To some people, you cannot say like this. So this means that Prophet ﷺ said that this is shirk. Shirk means associating partner in Allah Jalla Majdur's name. And Allah Jalla Majdur's person and his quality. So what type of shirk is this? Ye kaisa shirk hai? Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said that to God. So ye kaun sa shirk hai? Sajjad, kaun sa shirk hai ye? You can say that by Allah's sifat, but this is a shirk fil asma in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ki ye Allah ka naam ka ho gaya. تو اسماء و صفات, تو یہ ہے ان دا شرک ان ایسوسیٹنگ ان دا نیم آف اللہ. بیکاز مین اے پرسن ویئر ہی سے بائی دا نیم آف اللہ, میں اللہ کا قسم کھا رہا ہوں. ناؤ ان اسپائٹ آف ہیونگ اللہ نیم, اس پرسن ہیز سیڈ دی نیم آف مائی فادر, تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے یہ شرک ہے. دی ادر تھنگ وی لرن فرام دی حدیث that committing all kinds of shirk, one does not become a kafir, mushrik. Rasulullah did not say, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar, that you have become non-Muslim now read kalma again. Because shirk jo hai, wo obviously is a great sin. So there are degrees of shirk. So jo log thoda cheez padh ke kahe ye shirk hai, fatwa laga de mushrik ka, wo log sahi nahi kar rahe. They are not right people. And they have wrong understanding of hadith. Because Rasul neither, nor Hazrat Umar said, they asked Hazrat Salam, had I become non-Muslim? And Rasulullah did not say that you are wrong. Because this means this is lesser degree of shirk. That shirk we are going to become kafir is shirk till zaat wa sifat. In the person and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person associates anyone, then mushrik, and he becomes out of the ambit of Islam. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that riya, ostentation, is lesser shirk, shirk-e-asrar, چھوٹا شرک، سمول شرک. وہ دوسرا ہے شرک اکبر، دا گریٹ شرک. سو دیٹ از وائی پرسن شوڈ ناٹ ہیسن بائی ایشوئنگ ورڈکٹس اینڈ فتواز آن ادر پیپل. مین پرسن سیلف از ناٹ شیور دیٹ ہاؤ مینی ٹائپس آف شرک دیئر از، وٹ آر دا رولنگز آن اٹ ایٹسٹرا. Then this person should just keep quiet and try to save his own imam and also try to learn more. Because this matter was other reason why Rasulullah sallam directly approached this, because this matter was related to aqeedah. Ye aqeedah ke saath iska talluq hai. So those things which are regarding amal, one can delay. Those things which are regarding aqeedah, they should be immediately and in the first opportunity, they should be admonished and put right. Because there is a danger of shirk there, of displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great displeasure. Imam Abu Dawud, rahmahullah, reports in his Sunan that Abdullah رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said a man came Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was delivering a خطبہ on Friday پہ اور جمعہ کے دن خطبہ فرما رہے تھے addressing people and you know that in خطبہ person cannot speak. جب امام جمعہ کا خطبہ دے رہا ہو تو بولنا نہیں چاہیے. Nor you should say to the other person be quiet if he is talking. You are not allowed to even say to the other person next to it he is talking that be quiet. Kyun? Because then you yourself are making noise as well. And if some people keep saying this, if 10 people say, the person who has said one, who has talked once, he had only one voice, and these people who are now forbidding him, they will speak with 10 voices. So they are even sound and noise is even greater than that. So it is better. So that's what happened when some people in homes or wherever in mosques, when someone is praying, Rabbi namaz par rao hai, koi bachcha a gaya hai, a small baby, child, aaja hai halke, he comes in forward. And the baby is not making so much noise, but the person who is asking the baby to stop, he or she is making such noise that definitely the prayer is disturbed. Baby to वैसे आ रहा है, वो कह रहा है, वो दूसरे ने इतना शोर मचाया है कि मैंने नमाज तोड़ दी, इसकी खराब कर दी है, यू आर कमिंग, व्हाट आर यू डूइंग, बस वो ज्यादा कर दिया. ऐसे मामला से हमें सोचना चाहिए. What should one do? Weigh his option, and so that he does not or she does not cause more harm rather than that. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this khutbah of addressing jama'ah. Companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are sitting in the mosque. One person, one companion came, and he was stepping over the necks of people, meaning he wanted to come and sit near the Prophet in the first row somewhere. So he was stepping over the necks of people, crossing them on Friday. The Prophet said, while stopping from giving khutbah, he said, sit down, you are causing disturbance. Rasulullah said, baith jaiye. آپ بیٹھ جائیں, آپ دوسروں کو یعنی ڈسٹرب کر رہے ہیں, ان میں خلل پیدا کر رہے ہیں. بیکاز دے ور سٹنگ اینڈ لسننگ ٹو واٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از سیئنگ. سو دس از ڈائریکٹ اپروچ آف پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وائی؟ Because his defect was quite obvious in front of us. No hidden thing. Everyone was looking. So a thing which a person, you have seen a thing or act which a person has done while he is in seclusion, while he cannot be seen, his sin should be concealed. It should not be made apparent, and he should be advised in loneliness. But because this person, what he was doing, disturbing other people, was very obvious and apparent, وہ بالکل یہاں تھا اس کا جو ہے گردنے پھلانا, تو آپ دراصل اس لیے مجلس میں فرما دیا اس کو بیٹھ جاؤ. Now that person did not have bad intention. آپ دیکھیں نا, اس کی کوئی بیڈ انٹینشن نہیں تھی. ہی ہیڈ انٹینشن ٹو سٹ, دیر از اے سرٹن ریوارڈ آف دا فرسٹ رو فار سٹنگ نیئر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, فار بلیسنگ. سو ہی ہیڈ ناٹ گاٹ بیڈ انٹینشن, بٹ دس مینس دا ون شوڈ پونڈر دیٹ سم ٹائم اے پرسن انٹینڈ ٹو ڈو گڈ, بٹ ہی ڈز اور شی ڈز ناٹ تھنک دیٹ مائنڈ دس ایکٹ از and the effect of it is that I am disturbing or violating the right of other people in that. Now he was going for a nafal neki, a virtue which is nafal, to sit in the first saf. But he was disturbing Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions, he was harming them by stepping over their neck. So Musliman ko takleef dena guna hai to harm a Muslim. Plus, he was disturbing the khutbah, which was faraz to hear, wajib to hear. So, that is why one should always think that maybe you had one thing in your mind, but you are making other people sinful because of that. Jaise bahut se log masjid mein nafal padhna shuru kar dete hain, lambi lambi namaz. And they don't think, they are saying, that they will be causing obstruction to people or not. For example, this is the mosque, they might begin praying where I am sitting. So they have blocked all the mosque. No, someone cannot go on the left, someone cannot go across here. Instead of going with someone in the corner on the front side, or there, or putting a sutra in front of them. So these people will not get much reward for their nafal, because they are actually causing difficulty and inconvenience to Muslims. تو ان کو پھر جو ہے اللہ تعالیٰ مات فرما دے تو بہت بڑی بات ہے, سواب ملنا تو اس طرف ہے. سملرلی دوز پیپل ہو ڈو ناٹ پٹ دیئر شوز, اچھے شوز مسجد میں رکھتے ہیں, نیچے رکھ دیتے ہیں, دے پٹ دیم آن دا فلور, پیپل آر کمنگ اینڈ ٹرمپلنگ اوور دیم ہیئر اینڈ دیئر اینڈ دیئر شوز, اینڈ دس از اینی وے دس از اگینسٹ دی ایٹیکیٹس آف اسلام. وین دیئر از پلیس, ایون دیئر از ناٹ پلیس, with order on one side, there should be any Muslim coming and going is not disturbed. So it is worth remembering. Even you put on the floor, put it on one side somewhere, and leave a place where people can easily go. So there is a lesson that it is not good only, that in your mind you think I am doing good, so no one can stop me now. I will do it, no matter whether people are disturbed or not. I am doing something good. No, no, no. This is not the matter. You have to see the right and visit the right of other people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the nearest meaning, that sometimes I like to prolong my prayers, the tilawat, the recitation of Quran in my prayers, when I lead prayers. Then I hear voices of crying babies, and I know their mothers will become impatient, will be, you know, disturbed because of their motherly love for their baby, and they will become restless. So I shorten my prayer, so that I shorten my prayer, I shorten the recitation, so that the person can, woman can go and attend their baby. تو آپ جو بندہ نماز پڑھ رہا ہے, آپ ہو ایور اس پہ امام بھی یہ نہیں کہ مجھے جتنی تلاوت آتی ہے میں نے کرنی ہے, اور دس از سنت کہ میں نے اب سنت پوری کرنی ہے. نو میٹر دیر آر سم یو سی آر یو کین سی پرسن ویک پرسن سم ٹائم پرسن ہو مے بی از ڈسیبلڈ اینڈ ہی ڈز ناٹ فائنڈ کلیئر ہی ریڈز اور سٹس وتھ گریٹ ڈیفیکلٹی, دین یو دا امام از ریسپانسبلٹی آف دی امام ٹو شو دم دم پلیئر. اب یہ نہیں ہے کہ دیر از سچ اسٹینڈرڈ تھنگ اینڈ آل دا ٹائم دیر از اسٹینڈرڈ اینڈ وٹ ایور ہیپن وٹ ایور از ہو ایور از اسٹینڈنگ بہائنڈ ہی از ول ریڈ ڈیفینیٹلی سیم کلاؤڈ وٹ ایور ہیپن. دس شوز lack of awareness and lack of understanding of things. When you of your own saying. And the other reason why Prophet directly approached him and said, sit down, is that because if he hadn't done it, maybe any other person who is harmed or who is getting disturbed, they actually interfere and they say, they will get sinful, and then this person might answer back to that person, and then there will be a different situation. You see, both are hikmate hoti hain, his comment. So, I think I have taken your, enough of your time. So, although there is another hadith, I will just read it and then inshallah. It is also explaining the same thing. Imam Tirmidhi rahmahullah says that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of the Prophet, a man burped in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep your burps away from us, the ones who fill their stomachs most in this world will be the ones who remain hungry longest on the day of resurrection. Ab dekhe na, main aapko kehta hoon, I say to you, that say, keep one third of your stomach empty. Maximum is one third fluid, one, you think it is not necessary thing. لیکن آپ نے دیکھا کتنا وہ جو اہم ہے پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہمارے ہیں کہ جو اسٹمک فل کرتے ہیں دے ول ہیو سفر ہنگر آن دا ڈے آف ریزرکشن. دس مینس دیٹ اٹ از جسٹ ناٹ سنت, مطلب یہ نہیں ہے کہ یو ڈو اٹ اور یو ڈونٹ ڈو اٹ, یو ڈونٹ گیٹ گناہ. اس پہ گناہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے, دیر از لائک سین ایز ویل فار پرسن کنٹینیوسلی ایٹنگ بیکاز اٹ از ڈینجرس فار ہیلتھ اینڈ ادر وائز ایز ویل ویسٹ آف فوڈ ایز ویل. So, serious warning, Rasulullah sallam said, the one who fills their stomachs most in this world will be the one who remain hungry longest on the day of resurrection. So, khana beshak kitna hi pasand ho, no matter how much you like it, you should keep in your mind that I am eating, the purpose is to have energy, and it is not to fill the stomach. It is to get rid of the hunger, not as we fill the stomach. Enjoyment is not the purpose. Purpose hai ki taqat hasil karna. Enjoyment is the part of it. So people who mix up their priorities and what is the purpose, they don't think they maybe they make enjoyment their purpose, that they are eating for taste. Obviously they will eat until their stomach is completely full. And people who are eating for filling their stomach, they will not stop until their stomach is filled. And a person who will know that these are, you can say, secondary priorities, primary priority is to eat and fulfill the right of the body, so the body has enough energy to perform the duties and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of creation. And the best way you can fulfill those rights is to keep your one third of your stomach empty and hollow, because otherwise laziness and other things will overwhelm you. Plus fat will build and then you will. And Prophet did not like those people as well. Because of eating, you can say, a lot of excessive food, they are causing harm to themselves as well. And Islam does not like anything which causes harm to the body, like smoking, anything like this, etc. So Aap Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly kaha, so that other people know. And the reason is because he burped in the majlis. Usa sab ne suna tha. And he was quite frequently burping, so zahir hai zyada kha liya. A person, while eating, if he has a burp, this means he is eating more than actually needed. جب ایسے آپ برف آ جائے برف ڈیورنگ ایٹنگ یو اسٹاپ ایٹنگ ڈرنک واٹر میں بھی جس مینس دیٹ یو ہیو وٹ ہیو یور باڈی نیڈ سفیشینٹ فور یو ناؤ یو ول بی لائٹ فیل لائٹ فیل ایکٹیو یہ ہو گیا. سو دیز احادیث ہی سے ڈیٹ ٹو یو ٹو احادیث three hadiths in fact, are an example of direct approach to the people, and knowing that that person does not have this in mind, he is heedless. Us bande ko wo yaad nahi hai, he will not be able to correct himself. Then you can have a direct approach. Ab kisi kisi baat ki samajh mein aayi, if anyone has not understood any of the other hadith or the things which I said, and they may well ask me now. समझ आ गई? हैव यू अंडरस्टूड? ये तो बहुत अच्छी बात है, वेरी गुड भाई, आपको सबको समझ आ गया। वंस आई रेड इन अ बुक दैट अ पर्सन हु लेड फ्राइडे प्रेयर्स फ्राइडे खुतबा ही यूज्ड टू गिव, पीपल लाइक हिज स्पीच बट ही डिड नॉट लाइक टू डू स्पीच वेरी मच, सो व्हेनेवर दे कॉल्ड हिम आफ्टर सेइंग फ्यू थिंग्स he said, समझ आ गई, have you understood? तो लोग जिनको आ गई वो कहते हाँ, जैसे yes आ गई, आ रही, तो वो कहते जब पहले ही समझ आ गई आपको, जब वो ऑलरेडी अंडरस्टूड बट आई सेड, सो देयर इज नो पॉइंट मी कैरिंग ऑन, बस ठीक है, तो बोलो। People did consultation and now we should, what we should say is that then he says, as he says, no, he समझ आ गई है, have you understood? If you say no, we have not understood fully, कुछ समझ नहीं आया। So second time I did by said, and that person again after 10-15 minutes said, have you understood, gentlemen? So people said, no, we have not understood. And he said, if you are such fools that I have 15 minutes, I have 15 minutes, and you have not understood, I think I'll be wasting my time for next 15 minutes. No, you will talk from people. They were again upset, so by ye aap kya ho. They again did consultation between them. They say the best thing is that when next time we call him and he says you understood, half of us say, should say on the right side we have understood, and half of us should say we have not understood. He again they invite after 1 month or so, and he again after from little while said, have you understood, my Muslim brothers? These people said first, yes, we have not understood. And then the other said, no, we have not understood. We have not understood. Then he said, it is very good, and these some of you have understood. Now they should explain to the others. They don't need me now. At all. Because many of you have understood already, and you are living together, and you can explain what you have understood. That's the reason. So aapko bhi samajh aa gayi sabko, to achha hai. So main phir aapse poochta hoon, ki bhai kya samajh aayi aapko. Shabir Bhatt, have you understood from it, the today's lesson? How will you use it in your practical life? The guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messiah which has been mentioned. Nahi samajh aayi? Are you not understanding my question, or do you not understand the lesson? Or koi batai? Are you sure to batai? Anything you have lesson, practical you have learned. When can you collect people mistake directly? When he had done something in front of people, you are not revealing anything secret from him, for him. Secondly, what is your relationship with that person? Is he your father or son? Is he your teacher or student? your wife or your sister, your daughter, to be kya hai is tarah. To jo agar bada banda hai, adab ehtiram wala, then you should not directly approach. Even that person has done a mistake, in the majlis you should not approach. Koi imam hai galti kar diye kisi ne, imam is respectable person who is needing prayers, usne namaz bhi sahi padhai ya kuch galti kar diya, to he should not be admonished in front of people. Or in such a way which you can say disheartens him. So always khyal rakhna chahiye ki aapka kya maqam hai agar dusre ka kya maqam hai. Sir, aap bataein, the three hadith which I read, just mention one of the hadith. Thank you very much. JazakAllah. Subhanallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Now you are only learning knowledge. Ab dekhen abhi aap seekh rahe hain. Like the sheep and exercise, you have not put into practice. There will come a time, not very long maybe, when you have to put all this knowledge into practice. Jab aapko tabligh ke liye, preaching ke liye kaha jayega, bheja jayega to non-Muslim, to Muslim. Then if you do not listen carefully now and learn, then you will actually face hardship. With necessary knowledge and with necessary, you can say, other things which a person needs to execute the duties, some of the duties and involve enjoining good and forbidding evil. So, unka maqsad hai. Theek hai, now if anyone wants to see me individually, they can come one by one. Otherwise, thank you very much for your time and attending the majlis.